Second day of practice.
Certain days.
Well, it's okay. You know, quick turnaround after yesterday's practice. I think sometimes the Saturday morning guys are a little sluggish, but I thought we got a lot of work done. I really did. And started a little slow, and I thought it picked up as practice went on. You know, the good thing we've got going right now is it's pretty competitive. You know, I think offensive kind of makes the plays, and defensive kind of makes the plays. So we're competing good against each other. There's a lot of guys competing for spots. So anytime you got good competition, you make sure.
Is that the main thing, you know, really, this first week of practice is just you want to see competition, who's coming out to play?
Yeah, just want to see guys that have, you know, that have improved in the offseason, had good offseason, some guys coming off injuries, that type of thing. A lot of the redshirt freshmen, it's their first chance to really kind of show us what they can do. And so we've been impressed with some things we've seen, and, you know, we'll just see how they react and put the pads on.
Of course, defensively, coach, your team has some key guys. You know, what are you looking from them, you know, this first couple of weeks?
Well, the big thing is just see who's going to accept the challenge. Stepping up and filling in for some of those spots, as you said. You know, that's what we got to do. We just got to solidify those spots. You got to find a corner that you can feel comfortable with. Got to find some linebackers. I think we got some candidates, but those guys got to come on and continue to improve.
Defensive line, you know, putting pressure is a big part of your team last year, coach. Who's in pressure so far on the line, and what are you going to do to really get that pressure back with this young group?
Yeah, I think IK and Apollos, you know, has really started to come into his own a little bit. His work ethic's better. I think he's more focused. I think he's more detail-oriented than he has been in the past. I think he's showing out here. I think he's got a chance to be a special pass rusher. And then, you know, we've returned a lot of guys to the side. So, you know, just guys improving every day, pushing each other. You know, Kendrick James has come on and developed into an end. And somebody that we can count on to rush and pass in. So there's some candidates out there. We just got to see which one rises.
And, of course, offensively, coach, you got a lot of talent coming back, especially on the right-hand side with Miles and Quinn. Talk about the combination of those two.
Yeah, you know, those guys had good years last year. You know, the good thing about both of them, I thought they continued to improve. You know, I think they've had both of them had a good offseason. You know, they know what they're doing better than they did a year ago. I think they're playing faster. So that's good. You know, just got to continue to develop, come out and work hard every day, be a little more consistent catching the ball. We've had too many drops those couple of days. And that's something that always happens, I think, this time of year. But we've got to do a little job of better job of focusing on catching the ball and you know, just finish practice a little better than that.
How would you describe Quinn's personality?
Well, he's a fun guy to be around. You know, I think he's good for our team. He's got a lot of confidence and really enjoys playing football and plays with a lot of passion. I think that's the key to being good at anything, so, you know, have a passion for it, and I think he brings a lot of passion to our position.
Do you have an impersonation of him?
No, he wouldn't be very good. It'd just be a lot of giggling.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay,
thanks,
appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
No